You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. A man who lives in the city of Tomsk in Siberia is going to court. He wants to prosecute the person who murdered a relative of his in 1938. But it's going to be quite a task because the alleged murderer was Joseph Stalin, who killed millions and ordered the direct execution of hundreds of thousands. Steve Rosenberg reports from Tomsk on a personal crusade for justice.
On the top of a Siberian hill, Denis Karagodin points out the view. It is bleak and forbidding. Through driving snow, I can make out the ravine, a dumping ground for industrial junk. In Tomsk, people call this place Strashnirov, the terrifying ditch. And Denis tells me why. There are bodies here, he says. People who were shot in the Great Terror and then dumped in the ditch. Among them, he says, was his own great-grandfather. In the centre of Tomsk, Denis shows me a mountain of files and documents relating to his great-grandfather's killing. Stepan Karagodin was arrested in December 1937 on trumped-up charges of spying for Japanese military intelligence. He was shot in secret, one of hundreds of thousands of victims of Stalin's terror. Decades later, Denis resolved to identify the killers. Ever since his arrest, generations of my family have been trying to find out what happened to my great-grandfather, Denis tells me. I decided that now it was my turn to try. So, for the last 5 years, Denis has been combing archives, looking for leads, and submitting countless information requests to the FSB, Russia's security service, and often hitting a brick wall of bureaucracy. For this is a country reluctant to relinquish its secrets. But slowly, quietly, he's managed to collect the pieces of a terrifying jigsaw. And, to his own astonishment, he's now received the final, crucial piece. He shows me the document. It's the official order to execute his great-grandfather and a note to say the sentence has been carried out. The FSB released it to him, and at the bottom of the page are the three names of the three executioners. For the first time in history, Denis says, we have documents to prove the whole murderous chain that led to one execution, from decisions in the Politburo right down to the men who pulled the trigger. Denis tells me he wants all those he considers guilty of this murder, including Stalin, to be convicted posthumously in court. But is Russia ready to confront its past?
Позиция. 17:17 в Москве.
In a recent phone-in on Russian radio, listeners were asked if they supported the idea of criminal investigations into the Great Terror. 85% of people who called and texted said no.
Societies in democratic countries investigate the lessons of the past, but the society in Russia doesn't seem to want that truth.
Journalist Stanislav Kucha took part in that program.
The general atmosphere in the country is, let's not talk about those bad things. Let's better not touch all those bad things in our past. I mean, if we find out that half or one-third or even 10% of today's population of Russia were participants of all those crimes of the Stalinist state machine, then how can we live with that?
And yet, facing up to the past can bring closure. Denis tells me that a few days ago he received an unexpected message. It was from the granddaughter of one of his great-grandfather's executioners. I'm incredibly ashamed, she wrote. I feel physical pain. Forgive me. And Denis wrote back, I extend to you the hand of reconciliation. My family will never blame you.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.